Well, Bob, welcome to Lee. How did your move come about?
Oh, sure, I'm just enjoying the Lancashire club and it all fits together really well.
You've been kind of like travelling for about 4 years now, haven't you, going to over to Halifax?
Yeah.
So was that a big factor coming back over to this side of the Pennines then and not having to do that sort of travelling?
Yeah, it was one of my reasons, you know. I want to concentrate as well, as much as I can, in building my business up and things like that, as well as my rugby, because that's going to be important to me. But not just that, you know, it's a great club and I want to win things as well. So it's not just the reason I've come over, it's to win things and hopefully get myself better as a player as well.
What was it about the sort of league challenge that sort of got your juices flowing, so to speak?
I just like the energy coming from my sports, you know, Paul Rowley and Trevor, the coaching staff, and I like that. You know, they've been through a bit of bad times at the minute, and I like how they've come out of it fighting, and I think that's what we're going to have to do this year, you know. They've let a few players go, but the ones that have stuck through, really, obviously some have gone on to, you know, Super League, which you can't be good and things like that, so the ones that have, like, I don't know if anything's been announced, but, like, Jimmy Taylor and, you know, Ridyard and people like that, the people that will always give 100%, and that's all I want to do, is just give 100%, and the results will come on the back of it. But I really, really looking forward to that.
There's quite a good squad coming together as well, isn't there? I mean, you've been announced, Greg McNally's coming on board, and Tommy Gallagher, what I've heard so far. I know that you'll probably have a bit of experience of playing with and against Tommy, won't you, over the past few years?
Oh, yeah, played with Tommy, yeah.
Okay.
He's powerful, isn't he? He's got a cracking footwork. I played with him at international level when I was younger, and he scored a 50-yard try against the Aussies. A lot of them have gone on to play full internationals now, so Tommy's got some great skill, and he's a cracking player. He's just, I've looked forward to running on the back of him, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's got great footwork and there's a lot of skill as well. I mean, he's only young for forward as well, isn't he? Like 26, 27, so.
I guess if you was to do, you know, sort of a dead brief resume of what you've achieved in your career, could you do it and sum it up in a couple of minutes?
Obviously, I like being grand finals at Halifax, one of them. But, you know, not in any order. Playing with Ireland at the World Cup was awesome. Captain in Ireland, that was another thing. That was World Cup, but obviously, you know, when I asked to lead the country, that was brilliant. Really proud moment. Obviously, the first team game at Wigan against Huddersfield away, special moment. And then you're looking at like the derby games against them, and just so many good memories. You know what I mean, from rugby. So I've got plenty to come as well. Hopefully.
And I suppose being a Wigan lad as well, to get the opportunity to pull on the, you know, cherry and white jersey for your hometown club, that must have meant a hell of a lot to you.
Oh yeah, it was brilliant. I mean, looking back now, you know, you think your world's ended when you're plugging, but it only just begins, doesn't it? So, just, but at the time it was massive, it was the biggest thing going on in my life and stuff like that. So, it was really a really proud moment, and happy for my family and people like that who got to see it, and, you know, they've supported me all the way through my career and they're still supporting me now. And I told them the other day about Danny for me, everyone was really happy for me. So.
And you've got the chance of playing hooker regularly, haven't you? Because you've been sort of like shunted out to loose forward, haven't you, over recent seasons? But, or sort of stepping up and interchanging with Penky a lot of the time at Halifax.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to, you know, depending on who the coach is, you know, trying to impress him enough to give me that hooking jersey. But equally, you know, it's for the benefit of the team, and I play loose forward or stand off or wherever they want to throw me, then, you know, I'm more than happy to do that.
You're a bit of a thinking man's player, aren't you? I think that would be the best way of describing you, because you've got a bit of a kicking game, long passing game, short passing game as well. What role are you hoping to take in this new Lee team?
Whatever they want to, I'm after it. If they want me to start the ball up and get the ball in, I'll do that. If they want me to be a hooker, distribute and be impact, I'll do that. You know, it's totally up to the coach and how the team play, because every team plays a little bit different, you see, so. I think I'm quite adaptable to different coaches, so hopefully my work ethic. One thing I will do is I'll just work hard and the rewards will come on the back of it, you know. So that's what I believe mostly.
You've spoken already about your Ireland international career. What's it like actually stepping up and playing on that stage? Because you're in quite a privileged position, aren't you? Because a lot of players don't get to represent a country.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. I remember playing the Foreman Park the other day where Munster played. They had the France beat after 60 65 minutes and then we just fell away a little bit. And with the team and the effort that we put in, you know, the considering the so-called lesser names, you know, that we had, I thought the effort was outstanding. And, you know, we're trying to grow rugby in Ireland as well. It's not just a one-off thing. We want it to be go from the grassroots, and, you know, Mark Aston's doing that a lot, along with the, all the hard work that Andy Kelly did, and Barry and Terry and Mike Callan and people like that. So it's a lot of, it's on the back of her book, and Mark Aston's just taking it on now. So I want to be a part of that as well.
It's kind of just been given international status as well, hasn't it, the game of rugby league in Ireland, which could be a huge boost. I mean, I was reading the article which kind of came out, I think it was over the last couple of days, and it was saying that basically in the last 2 years they've gone from having just six teams to having over 20 teams, so it just shows that there's interest there, isn't there?
Oh, yes. I mean, when we played at Munster's ground, Dolman Park, it was the first ever schools game of rugby league played. I think that's, you know, a great milestone, isn't it, to start off with the first ever game between two schools playing rugby league in Ireland. I think that's the start of everything, isn't it?
It is.
Regardless of the international, I mean, that's got to have kids coming through, and that's what we want. Ireland international being played to play for Ireland, and that's what we all are. Same with Greg McNally, he loves playing for Ireland. So.
And I noticed one of the younger lads who perhaps hasn't been picked up by anybody actually scored a hat trick, didn't he, against France? What was he like?
Oh, he's a good lad, Joe. He's Ireland through and through, you know, speaks with the Irish twang and all that, not like my Wigan Ireland. But, no, he's a cracking lad, and they're really passionate, and he was brilliant. I spoke to him, you know, he got a good mention after the game. I mean, I don't think a rugby union ground's ever seen an hat-trick scored by a winger, so I think there was all a little bit impressed. I mean, there's a few thousand there as well, which has been increasing that. A lot of what's been done over there to promote the game, and want to get Salmon Park full for the next game. That's what we want.
It was a really good first game, though, wasn't it? You know, I mean, I think that was the first time they've actually took an international out of Dublin as well, to be honest, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's hopefully we can make that our international fortress, if we want. But like England, they've got Wembley, you know, that's the game that they want to play. We want to play there. Celtic, all the staff are great, and look forward to going back, hopefully.